Chapter 21. If it wasn't for Ty, I don't know what Miss Saunders would have done to me. Even from where I'm standing backstage, I can see that she's pissed. Teachers don't go for you knowing their personal business. That's the one thing besides hitting them that makes them go totally nuts. All that yoga and kung fu stuff Ty does must really work because she's calm, real chilled out. Miss Saunders is fidgeting. She is sitting there with her arms crossed. Ty asks me to have a seat. Then she explains how it's not polite to listen in on other people's conversations. I know she's right. I tell her I won't repeat nothing I heard. Ty believes me, but Miss Saunders, she just ain't buying it. I didn't tell Char nothing about the incident when I saw her the next day. Char is one of the kids flunking English, so I know hearing some dirt on Miss Saunders would make her day. But I keep quiet about it. Besides, Miss Saunders is going to get hers soon enough. Char told Juju she was flunking English, and it's because Miss Saunders don't like her. Char says Juju told her not to worry. Juju says she'll handle things. In class, Miss Saunders says she wants to see me after school. It seems that woman don't know how to make nothing happen during the school day. She always makes you stick around later for her. After school, when I walk into Miss Saunders' classroom, she's got her feet on the desk and her head shoved all up in a book. When she sees me, she takes her feet down off the desk. "Good, you came," she says. Sit down." I sit down and hope she's going to make it quick. Miss Saunders is suited down and buttoned up tight like usual. Today she's got on a blue suit with gold buttons, the same kind they got on Navy uniforms. "I wanted to speak with you, Malika." Miss Saunders starts rubbing her hands together, cracking her knuckles. "About your diary. We never did discuss it. How's it coming along?" Before she says anything else, I pull out papers and show her my stuff. I'm talking to her about Akilma, like Akilma's a real person. Miss Saunders says my stuff is good. She tells me I get 2 A's for it. Says I can keep it up if I want to, but she won't make me. I look her up and down. I tell her I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't for doing schoolwork when I don't have to. Miss Saunders gets real quiet. She acts like she doesn't want me to leave. I'm missing the I Love Lucy show on account of her, so I stand up to go. She finally gets around to what she's been wanting to say all along, I guess. "Have you told anyone about my conversation with Ty?" Miss Saunders gives me a hard look and goes on about how important it is for a teacher to not have her personal business out among students. How it can undermine her credibility, whatever that means. "Well, you don't need to worry," I say, coming closer to Miss Saunders' desk. "I ain't telling. Some teachers got pictures of their family on their desks, their kids, husbands, even their dogs. Ty, she got pictures of this little Korean girl she sends money to every month. Miss Saunders ain't got nothing or nobody on hers. It's like she ain't got no life except for her life at work." Miss Saunders gets up and paces the room. She don't know what to say next, I can tell. All this walking around she's doing is starting to get to me. I go to the blackboard and start drawing on it. "You act like you're the only one in the world who's been teased," I say, looking her right in the eyes. "Please, look at me." Miss Saunders stiffens up. I keep talking. "Some of us is the wrong color. Some is the wrong size or got the wrong face. But that don't make us wrong people now, does it?" I sit myself on my desk and put my feet up, like Miss Saunders had done. shoot. I know I got my good points, too. Miss Saunders cracks a smile. Malika, you have a lot of good points, she says. Then she says how good I am at writing and math. And she starts in on me about bringing up my grades. Before she gets too far, I ask, you got any friends? Miss Saunders hunches her shoulders. I've had a few in my time. It's hard to keep them with all the traveling I did in my corporate job. Ty and you are buddies, right? Girl, you ask 1,000 questions, Miss Saunders says. Then she answers me straight. Yeah, Ty and I have been friends since college. Ty was the one that suggested I come here to McClinton. I gather my books and prepare to leave. I'm glad you got one friend, I say.